Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Chevalier Mortgage. You can call Virginia directly at 303-257-6578 or visit dnvrmortgage.com, where you can get signed up for a free consultation and to discuss all of your options, as well as get free DNVR merch. Check it out today. I'm sure you've heard about the great mortgage rates out there right now, but Mike and Virginia are not your typical mortgage company. Yes, they do have the phenomenal rates, but what makes them different is that Mike is a certified financial planner and looks at so much more than just rate when designing your home loan. Plus, they're a small family-owned company, just like us here at DNVR, so you'll always feel like a person and not a number. Again, head on over to dnvrmortgage.com and check them out today. Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Use code DNVR when you sign up for a new account. Excuse me. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by Blaze Hunter and Evan Rowell. As the Avs took a trip to Dr. Dubs, they showed up at the hospital and Dr. Dubs looked at him and was like, why are you here? You're fine. You don't need me. You can do this yourself. No worries. Avs win 6-0 over the LA Kings in, I mean, can we even call this a hockey game? Shots were, 13-3 in the first period? The Avs scored as many goals as LA had shots on goal.
And the first shot didn't come from the Kings until, halfway through the game there.
Yeah, period. I mean, it was 17 minutes. They did hit a post in there, to be fair, but
it was a bouncer from center ice, too.
A little lock.
And they just gave it to him. So, pity shot.
Yeah. It was. Look, I'm not going to try and beat around it. The Kings were 100% checked out of this hockey game from start to finish. The Avs. Look, if you're playing against a checked out team, a hat trick from a guy who the Avs have desperately needed more offense out of is a pretty good way to feel good about the hockey game. No.
Yeah, 100%. I think he's starting to heat up a little bit, right? Last game and this game, he's starting to look really good out there. Those the actual goals that were made by him were unreal. Those plays were so great to watch. I mean, they're beautiful. So keep going. Want to see it in the postseason now.
True.
Yeah, it's boy, it's been a long time coming. He has not done much this year in the terms of, I guess, consistency. I actually wanted to check, is this like the first game he's had three shots on goal in a single game this year? Because that's kind of been his problem, is he just hasn't been shooting or getting in position to even shoot. So, yeah, it's nice because – and Donskoy, too. Donskoy hadn't scored.
Yeah, it's been a while for him.
I think it was 14 or 15 for Donskoy. So, yeah, more guys the better, especially with, you know, MacKinnon, with whatever's going on there. Just more guys you can get going, the better.
Yeah.
At this time of year.
Comper with three shots, three kills.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. 100%.
Don't miss. Or miss far enough that it's not a shot, I guess.
Yeah, also, yeah, yeah, for sure. We're not counting those.
Got to pad the stats a little bit. Got to make it look good. But look at the score lines today. You guys already mentioned Confer with the hat trick, obviously. Donskoy with a goal. Another goal from Belmar. So you get a fourth line goal there. And then the other goal comes from Landy, but that one, first of all, Landy's 20th goal of the season. He finds a way to get to that milestone again. And in the bigger picture, passes Peter Forsberg finally to sixth place, is it, on the all-time Avs goals list, I believe?
Yep.
So,
I believe you're correct.
Some interesting milestones, at very least.
I was just looking it up. Did you know that JT Compher has the highest shooting percentage of his career this year? That's how little he's shooting. He has not had a good year, and that's before tonight, so it's going to even go up. So that's just a weird stat right there. But, yeah, Landy, backhand, God, everything was going in. It seemed like Peterson was just going to stop everything, and it was like, oh, for like 15 minutes, then nothing he was able to stop.
Yeah, I feel bad for Peterson a little bit because his life with LA has been like, hey, so you have to play the Avs again. Sorry, bud. Deal with it.
Oh, and he got shelled on tonight as well. Like, there was a lot of offense going on in the Avs direction. I think they had 37 shots on goal.
Final shot total was 37 to 18.
It's been every game this year against that team.
Got a super chat here from George saying, can we break down that third period? I'm assuming you're memeing.
Go take a nap.
Yeah.
Broke it down. That was the only two things exciting happened. Is one, Grubauer almost got run over. That was somewhat concerning. And then two, Newhook almost scored. That was about it. Everything else didn't.
Yeah, and Newhook has the 1C as well.
Yeah, that's true. They put him up there. A couple of chances for Newhook, honestly, that wouldn't go. But
yeah, he almost put Graves' head off too. That one that he missed out, he should have had a goal on there.
I guess it was Makar that sniped Sherwood's ankle. But
yeah,
so
looked like he was okay though after that.
Yeah, yeah. Just the stinger, I'm sure. But
Newhook was coming in off that off wing there and shooting high, and Graves was behind the net. And you watch Graves just like duck for his life.
Yeah, Newhook maybe a little too jacked to score that first goal. Gotta rein in the wrister a little bit, but
yeah,
it'll come.
Felt bad for Kadri too. He just looks like he's just in his own head there as well on that power play there where he had the one-time pass over across the ice, and he wanted to one-time it, and then he just grabbed it, did a stick handle, and then shot.
Yeah,
and Peterson was already set up by the time he got all set up, but he would have had a goal if he would have just, you know, tried to one-time it, but
that's his
who knows.
Thing.
He
waits a little bit too long to release the puck. By then, the goalies were in position.
Evan, Western Division bottom of the power rankings. Who are your least favorite teams to watch? Because we know you hate watching Arizona.
We can all burn. I don't care. Anaheim is really annoying because they suck and they're just kind of dinguses. So I was actually my biggest surprise this game is that Brendan Lemieux didn't try to do anything stupid. I guess we'll see tomorrow.
There's still time.
Yeah, Arizona's just annoying because they just stick around. Like, they just seem to hang around in some of these games, whereas LA and Anaheim are just genuinely bad teams. Yeah. So I think Anaheim's a worse team, quite frankly.
And they like to goon it up a little bit, too, when they start getting down. You've got a few players out there that are looking to do some headhunting on that team as well.
So, I mean, there's hope for LA at least, right? Like, they have a young crop coming, but...
I mean, Anaheim has some players, too, but who knows if they can
do they, like,
pull that off.
I feel like they graduated a bunch of guys that were supposed to bring them into their next era, and all of those guys are, like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, they got Zegras and Drysdale.
I guess they have Zegras coming. Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, they're both bad. I forgot about San Jose. San Jose is at least somewhat competitive because they have some good players. But bad goaltending.
Not in goal, yeah. I was going to say.
Except for a guy whose name nobody can pronounce.
Cornash. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to kind of round out the news of the night, Vegas smashed San Jose tonight, so the Avs do have to win tomorrow if they want to take the President's Trophy. But they did secure second place in the West at absolute worst. So, guaranteed home ice in round one, no matter what, after tonight. That's... Look, given the way the game went tonight... You have to think the Avs are feeling pretty good about winning the President's Trophy tomorrow, yeah?
You would hope so. That's got to be a big confidence boost, watching that game.
You said it. This team might not even show up tomorrow. They might get lit up tonight and just go golfing.
They're going to skip morning skate and just go golfing in the morning.
Yeah.
Show up to the game. All right. Got a few beers in me. Let's go.
Yeah, so what the Avs tied Carolina tonight. I didn't even see if Carolina has another game left, but
they do not.
They have more rows. So basically, if they did not have home ice advantage against Vegas, if they got past Vegas, then they have home ice advantage.
They would have home ice for the rest of it.
So weird.
Because of the reseed, yeah. So Avs in a pretty good spot no matter how tomorrow goes. But
yeah, and more people. Allowed in the ring.
That's right. They're expanding capacity of Ball Arena to what was it, 7,700? I think was it
43.1%.
Yeah, it's like some really specific number, but yeah, more than like almost double what it is now. So,
Is that starting tomorrow, or is that just starting first game of the playoffs?
Whenever they start the playoffs.
It could be any time from
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
7-7-50. There we go. Thank you. Vaguely sober. And look, more fans is dope. I'm excited. I think there's probably will be a push to get even more fans in there for rounds two and beyond, but we'll have to wait and see on that front. But I don't think you'll see a game quite like this in the playoffs.
Don't tempt it. Don't tempt fate. When I said this game's over after the first period, people were like, don't tempt it. And I was like, did you guys watch that other team? They are not on the ice.
Someone
they are physically on the ice, but they are not there with their souls.
Someone thought I was jinxing Confer's breakout after his second goal. And then he like dropped the hat trick in and was like, I don't know. You can't mess up against the Kings. You're feeling pretty good right now if you're the Avs, no matter what.
Yeah.
Doughty had his cross checks on. He was on point with the cross checks in the first period for sure.
I love Mosher being like, oh, like 5 seconds before the goal, he's like, oh, Doughty does that to everyone in the corner. He just gives it to him. He doesn't let up, and then it's in the net 2 seconds later.
I love that, too. Doughty just working a guy, well, Belmar, I guess, on the ice, and then he's coasts on the curl back around as the puck's getting stuffed into his net. Yeah. It's like, okay. All right, Drew, do what you got to do.
Kirby's not playing tomorrow, just so everyone knows.
JoJo will officially start per Los Avalanche. But I mean, does it matter? Like, can the Avs play whoever the hell they want tomorrow and still win that game?
Mm-hmm.
You expect McKinnon will sit again. AJ threw the Sampo Ranta name out there, I think, in the second period after Sherwood got sniped, but we'll see. We'll see how creative they get.
I mean, if you want to rest more players, right? There's another body you can rest right there. Add him into the lineup.
That's true. How much rest do they actually need is the question, because there's this weird – their lineup's in weird flux right now because they're getting players back, like Gerard came back tonight, and they're also trying to rest guys, and I don't know.
It depends on, like, injuries, right? Like, the stuff that we don't really see, like, if there's somebody that has something that's maybe ailing them a little bit where they're just not really talking about it, but, you know, a few days off might help out.
Yeah, and again, you know, it might be the Avs have 5 days off after this last game to the playoff start, or they might have like two. We don't know. So if the team has a better inkling of that than we do, it could change how they manage the last game for sure.
I'm sure they know.
Yeah, I would expect that they know. But
yeah, this year's unreal too. Like, looking into the future, seeing that there are playoff games that are going to be going on. But in the North, there's still going to be regulations going on, like games like that are meaningless, but just to get them done.
It's going to be a weird, weird schedule for the playoffs. All right, chat. Hold on. We need to have a serious conversation, chat. Get close to your monitor. Get real and close. All right. We have something serious to say, chat. You ready? I'm going to whisper it to you. It's a secret, chat. Shave your dick.
Oh my goodness.
Go to manscaped.com. It's never been easier to take care of your package below the belt with the Manscaped 4.0 trimmer. Get on over there, get 20% off with code DNVR on their perfect package. They'll hook you up with everything you need to take care of all of your hair, whether it be top, bottom, all the way around. They got you covered. They have amazing stuff like breath mints and deodorant and all that too. So anything you need to take care of, take care of that. Also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. You can head on over to the DNVR bar and get 8 different kinds on tap there, or try and find their seltzers at a local liquor store near you. I keep telling people, if you find them, buy them, because they sell out super quick a lot of the time. So don't miss your opportunity. That's all I'm saying with that. And, you know, it's probably worth it to get a DNVR annual membership right about now with the playoffs coming up. We have a bunch of awesome content coming all y'all's way, so it should be an awesome time during the playoffs. Plus, you get a bunch of other perks like a free shirt, a free mask, big beers down at the DNVR bar, which we're going to be there a lot for the playoffs, hopefully, you know. Well, we will be there for many, many of the games. It's just how many games are there. If you haven't come down yet, you know, totally understandable if you're not vaccinated up yet or anything. But when you do get the opportunity, head on down and come hang out with us for some Avs playoffs watch parties. It should be super dope. So, yeah. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Yeah, I made sure to do that one when I was at home. All right. not in range of anybody.
The thing is, he like joked about that last time. He was like, I mean, the last thing for me to say really is just that. So when he asked people to come closer to the screen, I was like, I know this is a Manscaped, but it can't be that. And then it was. My goodness.
Next time I'm just going to yell it randomly, Chad, just in the middle of the show.
The thing is, for most people, it shouldn't be growing there. That's what I'm saying.
I've all the more reason to shave it. That's all I'm saying. speaking of shaving, should I shave tonight, Chad? Should I start the playoff beard and start over, reset? Or should I keep it going and go like full Grizzly Man?
Ryan says after the regular season, so after tomorrow.
So Thursday after the game,
Ryan's
when they shave it. Okay.
But I agree, you do have to start the playoff beard fresh.
Yeah, all right. Start clean. Start clean.
I'll start clean.
This is what I look like every day. No matter what, I'll shave, and this is what I look like at 5 o'clock.
Glaze shaved right before we got on camera.
That's right. Yeah.
15 minutes of growth right there.
Friggin' Santa Claus movie.
Getting back to the game at hand, is there anything really to take away positively from this game defensively and with Grubauer? Like, yes, he pitched a shutout, but it was against LA.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what the Abs are going to do. I mean, the Kings are just not that good. It was great to see Gerard back. Kale looked good out there. I mean, everyone looked good out there. I was surprised Nemeth looked all right, but I think that's because the Kings are kind of slow. So
I have hated Nemeth less of late. I think he's kind of settling in. He's always going to be terrible with the puck. You just accept it.
I mean, you know, the negatives in his game for sure.
But like, especially last game against Vegas, I thought he was really good on the penalty kill, which was like the first time he's really done that since getting here. So I think he's kind of somewhat settling in. And now with Gerard back, they don't have to play him a ton, you would think. I'm not sure. Haven't seen in a long time. But I think Nemeth's fine. But yeah, obviously the big thing is Gerard's back, and that's all that really matters, because he pushes everyone down a little bit, and he's really, really good. And yeah, that's all that you really need to know, because now you have your top three defensemen, and that's what this team has really been built around all year.
Thoughts on the Avs going with Timmins over McDonald in this one as the sixth D, I suppose, with Gerard coming back?
It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
He's played well, but I think most importantly, Bednar has talked about handedness too.
For sure.
So having a right-handed shot in there is...
Yeah.
They don't have that with Johnson out and with just Makar. So he's earned it. I think it makes sense.
So the hard question then becomes, if Byram is back for the playoffs, who do you sit?
Nemeth.
I don't think they're sitting Nemeth unless something happens. I honestly am not sure Byram gets in unless somebody screws up. That's my opinion. Assuming he gets back healthy.
Do you think Byram stays as the seventh?
Yeah, he just hasn't played in, 2.5 months now? And if he does come back, he's going to have to go back to the AHL, which their season's almost over until their little playoff shindig thing. So, yeah, if Byram comes back, I think he's going to have to sit and practice for a little bit until somebody screws up. That's just what I think.
All right. I mean, having too many quality defensemen is a good problem to have for the playoffs, right? Yeah. Can't complain too much about that one. Thoughts on JJ starting tomorrow? I think we kind of talked about this a little bit, but we can get into it a bit more. Do the Avs even need to start a goaltender tomorrow?
I mean, with 18 shots on net throughout the night, like, I think JoJo is just fine. He's got a great record for the Avs too. I know it's not as pretty as Gru back there, because it just doesn't look as smooth and as calm, but he gets the job done, so I think that's fine.
Yeah.
If he's struggling at the start, do you pull him right away? Is it a short leash tomorrow, or do you just let it go? You're just like, you either win it or you don't.
For the putting Grubauer in cold sounds even worse in the middle of a game. They should be able to win it tomorrow with whoever in net. Like, this team is done. They don't care anymore. So
yeah. So Bo Byram starts in that tomorrow.
if they win tomorrow, did they sweep the whole series? Like, has LA even beaten them this year?
Didn't they beat them once?
Check.
I don't even know. Season has been awful to watch for the most part. This the schedule.
Yeah, but the playoffs are going to be dope.
I know. That's why it's like a whole new world starting in like 2 days. Free Skate Friday is going to be lit.
Yeah, so they 7-1. And be sure to like and subscribe. Thank you, Dallin.
7-1? So they have to play them a ninth time?
Or sorry, 6-1.
Oh, God.
Yeah. 7 games played, 6-1 record. Tomorrow, if they win, it would be 7-1. Yeah, you already saw the thing, but liking and subscribing on YouTube does a lot for us. So there's like 350 of you in here. So be cool if we got some likes and stuff. Please. Thank you. Much appreciated. With the Avs, has there been anything, and this goes back over the last handful of games, McKinnon not playing in the other LA series either. Anything you guys have liked of the forward line jumbling? Something you think the Avs should keep going into the playoffs? Any connections?
Honestly, not really. I haven't. It's tough to say because I think that the Kadri, Donskoy, Burakovsky line could work. It hasn't really. Burakovsky's kind of been carrying the load now.
I mean, that's the big thing, right? Is Burakovsky's on a 7-game point streak playing with literally whoever. So,
yeah, that's the one. The Jost and Shushkin line feels like they've lost a little bit of buzz. It would be nice if Saad was back to kind of round things out there, but he's not. So, I could see them doing more tinkering tonight because the third period tonight was just a jumbled mess with him just trying to figure something out.
What was that power play unit? Timmins, New
Hope, Belmar,
the Chushkin.
So if Saad comes back, do you just drop a New Hook down to 3C like he started out tonight?
Saad comes back, New Hook might not be in the lineup or fourth line. It just depends.
Yeah.
AJ took the other stance. He says there's no way they can take New Hook out.
I agree, but I'm just trying to be realistic here. If Saad comes back, obviously they're going to put him in.
Yeah, Saad's
back. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So if McKinnon and Saad are in there, then New Hook's on fourth line, which he's shown he can be responsible. Honestly, he's been more responsible than anything else. Like, he hasn't been super explosive or done anything super dynamic, in my opinion, but he's shown that he can be responsible, and maybe that's what's going to get him a spot in the playoffs more than anything.
I mean, yeah, is the conversation there, if Saad comes back, are you sitting Soderberg?
I mean, it sounds like Soderberg's not even healthy. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't how bad is his back? I don't know. Yeah.
Is it old age or is it really something that's going on? Because, I mean, the hockey stance is just not great on an old back when you're leaning over like that.
Yeah, he's always had like a weird skating style.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it is his back. I mean, he just took one shift in the third period and actually made a night, like his only nice play of the night, and then it's like, I'm done. So... That'll be something to watch. I don't believe that the staff is like, I think Soderberg has some respect from Bednar and those guys that they wouldn't just healthy scratch him like that. But we'll see. Bednar's been pretty cutthroat this year. So
yeah,
true. Now is the time.
I mean, if they were when New Hook came up, they kept talking about how he might play penalty kill. We haven't actually seen it, but if he's going to be in the lineup on the fourth line, maybe you do give it a shot. Who knows?
No, Rudo's saying no.
Don't do it.
Oh, did you get through to the coaching staff after we had that conversation?
I'd be shocked if they put New Hook on the penalty kill in the playoffs. I would be shocked. I do think he should stay in the lineup, though. He's just fit in so easily with his skating ability and all of that, with what the Avs try and bring. So, kind of my point to all of that was the question is, where does he fit? Because right now the lines, there isn't one clear spot where you put him. Yeah. And that could be the problem. So we'll see. We'll see how it ends up. In this game specifically, how do you try and get the most out of Confer going forward? Because we saw him score one of his goals from Rantanen and Landeskog. one of them from Taves and Gerard, and one from Nichushkin. So that's a little bit of everything for him. And then his game winner the other night was from Newhook and Timmins. So that's a dude who has been bouncing all over the lineup the last couple of games. And if you can get Comfort going, if you're the Avs, how important is that to their depth scoring?
It gives them, assuming everyone's healthy, Saad and McKinnon, that basically rounds out the entire fourth line. Because if you look at the way this season has gone, Belmar has been at his best when he has two wingers that can skate on his side. When it's just been like, when it's Belmar and Soderberg on the same line, it's kind of ugly because there's a lot of, I guess, just slow older guys on that line. So if they were to go Newhook, Belmar, Compher on that fourth line, assuming everyone was healthy, I kind of like the look of that. I know, you know, you don't want to play. I mean, I guess at this point it doesn't matter because the season's over for pretty much the Eagles for the most part, but get Newhook in there and get him on the fourth line, and he's shown he can be a responsible player. And then you got a dynamic ability on the fourth line. And
yeah,
seems like him and Comfort actually have a decent amount of chemistry. They found each other a couple times tonight.
Yeah. It's just weird, right? Like going into the playoffs, obviously you do want your big dogs to be scoring, but you need that depth scoring. Evan, I like what you had to say there. Like, you know, the old school way of doing it is like you put your big guys that are like going to forecheck, going to bring a little bit more physicality on that fourth line. I don't see it this year. I think you just need, you know, more skilled players going out there and just taking it to the teams. That might change when the playoffs start. It might get a little bit more old school in the hockey fashion that's being played. And, you know, the two teams that are in the division right now, if we play the Wild, size up is pretty normal. If we play against the, or if the Avs play against the Blues, they're a little bit more of a rough and tough, you know, hit you into the boards, try to wear you out that way kind of team. So I think it's really going to depend on the matchups going into the playoffs of how you're going to build the bottom of the team.
Is that Liam O'Brien music or
no? I think it's funny how that guy played like 13 straight games and then now he's just
a ghost.
Like, Magnus in there, like what was going on the last month? Like what happened here? Why did you think this guy had an idea?
Secret injuries or something?
Yeah,
but no. Just to get, I guess, to close this out, like March was the Avs' best month. I think most people would think. It's when they had their entire forward lineup healthy. They had O'Connor and Comfer on the fourth line with Belmar. And they were beat up on defense. Like, that's when half their defense was missing. And they were rolling through teams. It's because they had four lines that were just coming after these teams. So I think that's how they got to consider doing that in the playoffs.
All right. I like it. We can take our second period break there as we are brought to all of you wonderful people by Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that has really changed lives. You can get 25% off when you use code DNVR25 at checkout online. And if you want to try it, you can come down to the DNVR bar and get their cold brew in person while you're hanging out with us. When you love it, you can go to their website and buy. Also, DraftKings Sportsbook, the main sponsor of this whole podcast, they're pretty cool. You can still get the amazing deal when you use code DNVR to sign up. Bet a dollar, win $100 on UFC 262 this coming weekend. Pick your fighter to win. If you're correct, you turn $1 into $100, and you're rolling in the money, which you can then go bet on the Avs to win round one. What? I'll save it. We're going to do some playoff predictions probably in the next couple days. So I won't go too deep into that, but go get your money on DraftKings Sportsbook. If you don't want to bet on hockey, there's always baseball, basketball, football, and a million other sports that you can bet. I saw a great question outside of the big four. What sports do you guys watch? Like, I'm a big F1 fan, but that betting on F1 is dumb because you just bet on Lewis Hamilton to win, and that's just the only thing that ever happens. So,
I like tennis, but I don't know if I want to bet on tennis.
After my big four, it's kids sports, because that's all I'm at all the time.
That's true. All right, so don't listen to us and go listen to DNVR bets instead on what to bet on.
Don't bet on your kids sports.
RK's on a heater too.
He's like 11-1 in his last 12 or something. Yeah. So they're hot right now. Go get some bets from them. Only a DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply for the $1 to $100 odds. Again, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details there. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. This game is weird, right? Because it's a good feel, good vibe in the fan base, right? You just watch the Avs smoke the LA Kings 6-0. It's a great game. You secured yourself top two in the division, but they do have to go out and do it again tomorrow to get the President's Trophy. And you're not expecting a ton out of the Kings. You know the Avs are the better team, but there's still a hockey game left to go here.
Yeah. Did you see what the incentive was?
No. What is the incentive? Oh, the 30K.
30 G's a player?
So
I think they're going to want to win tomorrow.
You think Miko cares about 30 G's? I don't think
he's got to pay the fines. Like, flopping all over the place. He's got to pay those.
Well, and, you know, everyone likes to be the spoiler, too, right? Like, the Kings could come out and just be like, we're going to ruin your guys' life right now by winning this game. So, everyone's on a high.
Based on what we saw tonight.
But that's the motivation, right, that they've got to be talking about, because that's – what do you have to play for?
Well, the motivation, I think, obviously, the big one is not having to go to Vegas potentially four times.
Yeah,
that's obviously the big one. We all assume that is going to happen. That matchup eventually is going to happen here, but that's obviously the big incentive. And this team has been locked in that they want home ice advantage all throughout the playoffs from the start of the year. So it sounds like the coaching staff has been pretty tough on these guys all year. With, you know, stay focused. This is the goal, and I don't think that's going to just let up tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a good point too. Like, you don't want to go and play in Vegas's building for four games during the playoffs. That's awful. They're so good at home.
Yeah.
Aren't they at like full? It looked like full capacity almost the other night. It was weird watching that game.
It was pretty full. It definitely wasn't full capacity, but it was pretty full.
I think they just mark it as dinner theater, and then they can just have full capacity. That's what that arena looks like.
You have to go. I'm telling you, that arena is amazing. It's definitely one of the best arenas I've ever been to. Look, don't get me wrong. I love Ball Arena, but it's over 20 years old now, so it's getting up there a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Some other news in and around the league right now. Are y'all as hyped as I am that Jack Eichel and Sam Reinhart are never going to play a game in Buffalo again?
It'd be interesting to see what goes on there. Poor Buffalo.
I don't want to talk about Buffalo after my pick at the start of the year.
I believe I do. I think I tell you every time you bring it up, as I screenshot that tweet to just keep it.
I picked Florida to make the playoffs, so at least I have that going for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Buffalo is just a mess. But most people, I think most people expected Reinhart, because he's like a year away from unrestricted free agency, isn't he?
He's an RFA at the end of his deal.
Okay. But yeah, just want to see him, I guess, blow things up. Just, they need to blow it all up there. Eichel doesn't want to be there anymore. It's obvious.
No, after that, what was that interview that he gave where you're like, whoa, okay, yeah. Where he's just like, you got to look out for number one, basically, is what he was saying through the interview.
Yeah. Heck, Cole, there's nothing I can do about it, all right? My headset just, it does what it wants to the back of my hair, man. I can't fix it. I just live with it. it's such a weird time. I've never I don't think we'll honestly ever see this again with Vancouver having like, it's less than 10 games now, but 10 games left to play in a season that's over. None of these games mean anything to them or anyone else, really. So
they should just do it like baseball and just play two innings,
two period games, do head double headers and stuff. Yeah, oh my god,
it'd be brutal.
Yeah. So NHL's in a very strange spot, but starting Saturday, the playoffs begin. We know that for sure. We don't know when the Avs will start, but
it's going to be fun. The first round of playoffs is like Christmas morning. There's just so much coming at you. It's so great. You can just watch hockey all day long. And if you're like a basketball fan and a fan of the Nuggets, like it's going to be awesome this year again.
Yeah. Cannot wait.
We were spoiled. First of all, shout out Dylan. I saw him in the chat. That's my old teammate back in minor hockey. But the first round last year we were spoiled by that because it was stacked throughout the day.
Yeah.
And obviously people were at home doing nothing. So you just sat around and watched hockey. But first round is usually when I've got multiple screens set up.
Yeah. Because
they're all going at the same time. And it's the best time of the year. First round's always the best time.
Yep. That's the question of the year right there, Randy. Evan, are you shaving after tomorrow night?
I don't know. I might trim it up. And then get a haircut too, and then look a little fresher for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know about full shave. I don't know what this face looks like. It's probably just chaos now.
You don't want little kids crying, you know, like when you when you shave. I remember I like my dad shaved.
Yeah.
I can't talk about getting Sam Reinhart now. I need that content for the offseason desperately. So,
with what cap space?
The cap space that you find when you buy out EJ.
LTIR.
Sure. LTI retirement's fine too. Look. The Avs are clearly the better team than the Los Angeles Kings. It's not exactly close. As sure as the chat is sure that that is a casting couch behind you.
Zing, zing.
You could say that. Better than the Kings.
They're better than the Kings. They have a winning record against every team in their division. Is there any moral victory in winning the President's Trophy? Like, obviously, we've talked about the home ice against Vegas, but...
And the money.
Sure.
Well, I know the goal is obviously the Stanley Cup, but they did set the goal of winning the President's Trophy and getting home ice advantage. So you do have that. You know, okay, well, we've achieved one of our goals. Now let's go get the other one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's living up to the hype as well, right? Like, there's just so much emphasis on the Avs being as good as they're supposed to be this year. So them taking away the President's Cup is the first step in that, you know, realization of what this team is going to be, which is a dynasty.
So, to touch or not to touch?
Who cares? Do they award the President's Trophy on the ice?
I don't know if they will this year, but historically they have.
Yeah.
And that is one thing I've never paid attention to. I don't care about that stuff. It doesn't matter. That's just all superstitions.
That's crazy coming from you.
I am not superstitious at all.
Not at all.
No.
I wouldn't touch.
No.
No. I also used to wear the same socks throughout the season, so. Yeah,
a true northern hockey player right there for you.
Pretty disgusting.
You wouldn't wash them or anything either?
No.
Oh,
no.
God.
Yeah.
Don't tell
not
me
anymore. Right. No, wool socks.
Okay. Well, that's not as bad then. A whole lot of no touch. I'm surprised that there's that much.
And anyway, if you're superstitious, you're superstitious. So
yeah, we'll see. I would, if I had to guess, I would say they won't touch it, but yeah. Like I said, I don't care.
Maybe the President's Trophy would get more touches if it Manscaped. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
I wonder if DraftKings will have a bet on that.
To touch or not to touch. Yeah.
Why don't you talk to Landy, see if when he takes the picture, if he holds up the Manscaped lawnmower 4.0 against it. There you go.
If he does do it, we should just Photoshop in the lawnmower 4.0. There you go. Perfect.
All right. We're going to wrap up for the evening, everyone. Thank you for watching, listening, however you consume the podcast. We appreciate all of you. I'm assuming neither of you have final thoughts, but be sure to like and subscribe. Jump in now if you have anything final to say.
Kings are bad.
Kings are bad. Confirmed. All right. Other than that, we will be live again tomorrow after the post game, either celebrating a President's Trophy or not. Don't want to count our chickens before they hatch too much, but feeling good about it. We'll put it that way. Feeling pretty good about it. So be sure to tune in, and we hope to see all of y'all there. Until then, we will talk to you all later.